March 27, 2012, is the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. Hip Him to the
Trip.
Watch from
Pedro Show here at the Love Grotto with Brother Mac. Brother Mac, how are you doing?
Excellent.
We start off the show with, I want to talk about you. Something live from John Coltrane, 1961, in Europe somewhere. And then April from Seashell by Sawako. And speaking of I want to talk to you, I want to talk to Ed from Ohio because he's here at the Love Grotto, Brother Mac.
Welcome.
Welcome aboard.
Greetings.
Welcome
greetings. Greetings.
How long has it been since you're in Pedro last?
It's been about 18 years.
Damn.
Yeah, it's
Welcome
been a while.
Back.
It's still Pedro. Loving it, man.
Excellent.
Good times. It's a little surreal, but...
We just came from Prague, Brother Matt.
Yep.
And on the way to your pad here, we passed Pacific Diner, and Edward got a memory.
Oh, yeah, man. I ate a lot of breakfasts over there.
John Wayne
put in a little free advert for the Pacific Diner here on Pacific Avenue. Lovely San Pedro.
Good neighbors.
Just go to Pacific Ends. You can't miss it.
Pert near.
Yeah, pert near. It's almost at the end.
You might be wondering why Edward's here. Well, he loves Pedro, wanted to visit. He wanted to wait a little while. But also, he's got some gigs coming up and wanted to practice with two of his musically challenged compadres so they could help get it together so they could join him in some 2 weeks of gigs in April.
Yeah, we're doing some fire hose. We figured, why not? Yeah.
Right, last year Edward called me and I said, we're going to make some time. We're going to do this.
Yeah.
So
people
have
been wanting it.
But what I want to talk to you about, Edward, was
your
musical journey. I mean, obviously, Fire Hose and then doing these gigs again is part of it, but it's kind of the more further end of it.
Yeah.
What is your first music memory? Well, first of all, Edward was called from Ohio, not for his Italian roots.
That's right.
But he was from Ohio.
I am actually from Ohio.
So your first music things were probably Ohio things.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my dad was the high school band director for like 36 years in Toronto, Ohio, little town, river town. Of course, he was also...
far east Ohio, right?
Yeah, right on the Ohio
Pennsylvania,
River.
Pennsylvania, and then West Virginia is not too
There's
far
like 10
either.
Miles of West Virginia, and then you're in Pennsylvania, basically. It's right... It's about 40 miles from Pittsburgh as the crow flies. It's not really that far from Pittsburgh.
Which is where you're living now.
Where I'm living now, yeah. And
so you looped it.
Yeah, a big giant loop. Yeah, give us a loop. We've blown by,
blow
sir.
By loop.
Yeah.
So your pop was at the school.
Yeah, and of course he was also the choir director at the First United Methodist Church. So there was some singing on Sundays, you know. And of course, when I got old enough, I started playing trumpet. And both of my brothers had acoustic guitars around the house, so I was always just kind of noodling, you know, figuring out. And one day I realized I guess I can figure out how to play this thing eventually. I really hadn't planned on it. It wasn't something
I
set out.
Yeah, what got you on the trumpet? What got you set on the trumpet?
My dad, because he was that was his main
instrument. He was a trumpet man.
He was a trumpet guy, yeah. And he,
I remember him telling me he was in a Navy band.
Yeah, he was in the United States Navy band. He was on the USS Northampton, which got sunk in 1942. And then he was on the USS New Jersey for the duration of the war, and he was...
played in that band too?
Yep.
Great.
They would always, you know, pipe the admirals aboard whenever they were flagging the ship and whatnot, you know.
So he's a trumpet man. He wanted you to be a trumpet
man.
Okay,
how'd that work out?
But then you're singing, but music's music, okay?
It's all music.
Just a different kind of machine.
Yeah.
Because you see your brother's machines around a pad.
Yeah.
And you're kind of into this.
Yeah.
Oh, what about records?
Records, yeah. Shoot.
What was your first record, rock and roll record you bought?
Oh, God. Rock and roll. Jeez. That would have to be probably Elton John.
How old were you?
Shoot, I don't know. Maybe 10.
Yeah.
It was Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. And first rock show, well, it's not really rock, but I guess he was being billed as rock at the time, was the Charlie Daniels Band.
That was your first gig.
Yeah.
Okay.
Charlie Daniels Band. That was a trip. Of course, I've seen a lot of jazz growing up in high school. I was really into jazz you know, Maynard Ferguson that kind of thing. But the rock thing really didn't catch on to me till I got to left high school and got to High State University, and I had
so in Toronto you weren't in any bands.
No, no, not at all, nothing. And then
You go to college. Got to in college, the middle of the state in Columbus.
Right, in Columbus, and then of course you have roommates at the dorm, and I had the good fortune of having a kid from Queens, New York City, and he was just on fire with the punk rock scene. He was there, you know, saw it all happening, and totally hit me to the trip, and after that it was, you know, goodbye.
Also, you had a record collection.
Oh, yeah. And plus, every, you know, kids, the rest of the kids would go for spring break. They go down to Fort Lauderdale to the beach. Or me and Anthony, we'd go up New York City. We'd go to the clubs, catch shows, punk rock shows, you know.
Yeah.
That was our spring break. That's my education into the whole, you know, going to clubs and checking out live, you know, the live, which is where it's at, you know. So that was quite an eye opener.
His name was Anthony.
Yeah, Anthony. Anthony Chris.
Still in touch with him?
No, he lives in Hawaii now, which is weird. He was such a New Yorker. I mean, they don't make any more New Yorker than he was, but he went to Hawaii one time and he never left. He's like, I'm not going anywhere.
Maybe he liked the warmness.
Yeah. Yeah. And I did see him many years ago when I was on tour with
it happened with Ig because, you know, he's up in Michigan.
Yeah.
He moved to Miami.
Yeah.
He was like, I ain't going back.
Yep, no more snow.
So maybe he was Anthony.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. But, yeah, I did see him some years ago. He's all lost all his hair, and I barely recognize him. But, yeah, I owe him a huge musical debt, that's for sure.
Let's play some music.
Yeah,
we'll
all
continue
right.
With
I like
story.
Music. Music, good.
Hi. женщины, курицы в шапках, да и дырки Жижика, смытые в сортире, тем лет. Зачищен у Чирикова недопуск, феминистки отправлены в декретный отпуск. Освободи, 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 площадку, освободи, 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 площадку. Когда не поздно стать госпожой, дубинки заряжены, крики все громче, разомни мышцы рук и ног, полицейский лижет у тебя между ног. Освободи, 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 брусчатку, освободи, 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 брусчатку.
Здесь вообще какая-то хуйня творится.
Египетский воздух с болезнью для легких сделай тахрир на Красной площади. Проведи бой людей среди сильных женщин. Найди на балконе лом, освободи брусчатку. Тахрир, 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 Бенгази. Тахрир, 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 Триполи. Феминистский хлыст полезен России.
Resigned to the shutting away of loving hearts in the hard ground. So it is and so it will be, for so it has been. Time out of mind, into the darkness they go, the wise and the lovely. Crowned with lilies and with laurel they go, but I'm not resigned. Lovers and thinkers, into the earth with you. Be one with the dull. The indiscriminate dust, a fragment of what you felt, of what you knew, a formula, a phrase remains, but the best is lost. The answers quick and keen, the honest look, the laughter, the love, they're gone. They're gone to feed the roses, elegant and curled is the blossom. Fragrant is the blossom, I know, but I do not approve. More precious was the light in your eyes than all the roses in the world. Down, down, down they go. Into the darkness of the grave, gently they go. The beautiful, the tender, the kind. Quietly they go. The intelligent, the witty, the brave. I know, but I do not approve. And I am not resigned.
Texture, create an ear. my best. I'll be her, not me, something to see. I know it will fit just so. Make her me. Make her me. Make her me. Make her me.
Let's see what I remember of our love. First, it was on the floor, usually on the floor. The next was there a next? Well, yeah, sure, sucking. Plenty of sucking. We could count that in addition to the floor. And also count the rug and linoleum separate. And after that, well, is always the way you, well, that was on the floor too. So, floor, suck, that's gotta be enough, don't you think?
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. We started off with some new stuff from Terry Genderbender. She's got a new album coming out, and she keeps threatening to come on the show. But she's out of the state now. She can't. So in lieu of being here to talk with us, Brother Matt, she gave me some her new stuff.
Cool.
These are like little demos and things, little raw things that she's getting together to make an album out of. And this one was called Blackhead. So it must be a romance song.
Yeah.
And then, remember that Russian girl band, Pussy Riot?
Yeah, yeah.
Two of them are in jail. Oof. So hopefully, yeah. Now, all they're doing is, you know, they go out in these wild, buck wild situations with the police and military, and, you know, they just, this tune they did here was called Free the Cobblestones. So they just want to wake people up over there, and they're balls out. Well, kind of. Sort of. Much respect to them. I hope the two sisters get out. And in the meanwhile, the other ones are still going for it. I mean, they're just irrepressible. Then we heard Dirge Without Music, which was an Edna St. Vincent Millay poem. But it's Joan Crawford reading it. And I was curious. Is there a relation?
No, I don't. Not that I'm aware of.
Because people from OYO... is only his birth name.
Yeah.
His name that he adapted was Crawford.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Which you were telling me it meant something. It's crossing in a river or something?
Yeah. It's Scottish in origin. There's actually a town. We went through there. We stopped in Scotland, Crawford, Scotland, in fact. And it means, something like... it's the place where the river's...
more shallow?
Shallow enough that you can cross it.
You can ford it.
Yeah, you can ford it.
Yeah, okay. So there's no relation with you?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
She was intense. Nice. Mommy dearest.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Good golly.
Careful.
Why are
and hangers? Then we heard something from the new Dose album, Make Her Me. That's Kay doing a tune. It's actually from my sister Melinda's words about the who's it? The butterfly in the mouth. Who's that?
Oh,
wearing the skin.
Oh, Silence of the Lambs. Jodie Foster. Yeah.
And then Make Her Me. Yeah, the title. And then A Non-Fatal Jack-Off on the Moon. That's Spielgusher, an instrumental one. And then Gotta with Richard Meltzer. New Spielgusher album. And then finally something new from Light called Time Machine. And since we are in the Time Machine with Ed from OYO, here your friend Anthony is turning you on to music and college. This is after a background of jazz and trumpet music from
yeah,
pop. Class,
classically trained.
Juan. Yeah, classically trained kind
trumpet,
of stuff.
Yeah, I was supposed to.
And this is what you were doing in the school there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah.
And for you people who don't know, Ohio State is a big school.
It's huge. Yeah.
Maybe none bigger.
It's not tiny.
Maybe the next one close is Michigan in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
University.
Right. Yeah.
These are some big, big schools, big student bodies.
Buckeyes, right?
Oh yeah, Buckeyes. Yeah.
Right. And but Anthony puts an influence on this prior music experience you have to bring on a new thing. You had already fooled around with your brother's guitars in the past.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so I had, you know, mastered the acoustic guitar to the point where, you know, I could play along with, you know, the easy songs on the radio or whatever. And then, again, I get to, you know, more people that I meet, more music I'm exposed to. And
yeah, folks, you should know that Toronto
didn't
have a lot of folks.
No. 7,000 people. We had two radio stations that came in. One was like a funk station out of Steubenville. At that time, it was funk.
Steubenville is like the big town nearby,
right?
Yeah.
And
Toronto, basically, it was a mill town, right?
Yeah, a titanium factory. It was the first commercial titanium factory in the country. And they basically made the space program possible. They made the heat shield for reentry. Titanium is the only thing that could survive reentry, those temperatures. So basically, that's what kept that town going for a long time.
But it was one high school.
Yep, one high school.
Yeah, so
tiny.
home of Dean Martin, right?
That's right.
Steubenville. Steubenville is home of Dean Martin.
Martino, actually. He dropped the O, right?
Yeah, right.
But Edward comes from that situation, Townsville,
yeah.
Into this one of the hugest colleges ever. He's meeting people.
Yeah.
Cats from New York City.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And so your music view is kind of...
Completely opened me up because I didn't even, to me, as far as I knew, punk rock was that like Elvis Costello dude, I didn't know there was a difference really between, it was all, but I got hip to the Ramones, the Sex Pistols and on down the line, And then, I remember, I'll tell you how I got into you guys, Minutemen, was, Rolling Stone did a Desert Island disc thing. Then they interviewed a bunch of the, hot stars of the time. And I think it was Michael Stipe. They did what was 10 Desert Island discs or his favorite 10 of the last couple of years, something like that. And he had two of your records on there, Double Nickels and Project Mersch. And I don't know what else was on there, like Wire, Pink Flag, I don't know, Camper Van Beethoven was on there, a bunch of stuff. And so, I went to the record store, I'm hunting this stuff down, checking it out. I'm like, wow, this is really good, And then you guys would come through town, played Stashes.
Oh, yeah.
So I went, got my ticket.
The one in the...
The north side,
end.
Yeah.
It was still on High Street, but it was on the
other
end.
The little Stashes.
Yeah.
And went and saw you guys there. And how that place is a tiny little dive bar, basically. So I'm, you're 10 feet away from them if you want to be. And, they blew you guys. I was like, whoa, what's this? I heard the record, but this watching it is another thing entirely. Yeah. And I was like, okay, this school thing, not so much. I need to start a band. You guys really did, because, you were spieling, you start your own band.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, all right, I will. I didn't know I was going to join yours.
What did D-Bone say? D-Bone said, punk is whatever you made it to be, make it to be.
Right. Whatever you say it is.
Yeah. Whatever you say it is.
Yeah.
So, you know what happened in our world. We had the horrible love.
Yeah, but that opened my, my mind to the possibilities. Like, anybody could do this,
Yeah.
So it wasn't for, like you said, the elite rock people. How did they get this job?
Yeah, right.
You just start doing it. That's how you do it.
Yeah, right.
And, yeah.
Yeah, and then we had the bad luck. Horrible. Yeah. Fate.
Good God, okay. Yeah. I remember I went to go get your last records, Ray Way Tie. I had it ordered. He said, yeah, it'll be in first of the year. So I went in there. It was closed first. So I went in there January 2nd. And I went in. I was like, yeah, you got the Minutemen record? He goes, did you hear? And as soon as he got that out, I was like, oh, my God, something terrible. And he's like, D-Boone's dead. And I was like, oh, my God. And, it was really. Then you go home, put the record on, which was, I thought was one of your guys' best records, for sure, and that just made it even worse,
Yeah,
it's just like, God, right in the prime, really, how does stuff like this happen, but that's just fate or whatever, providence to destiny, I don't know, screwed up, we got a deal,
Yeah, let's play some music.
There are broken affairs. There is an insuppressible greed. Good help is hard to find. We are stalking around, feeling one foot out of reach. Good news will come in time. You've got to stand in line.
She's a primitive girl. She says it herself. She cuts to the chase. You're like nobody else. If you say how you doing, she'll say I'm doing well. She's a primitive girl. She says it herself. The girl's got a lot, what they call the most. Yes, she's a primitive girl, but she don't like to boast. And I'd like to think I'm a primitive guy. I see the difference.
Bye.
from Pedro show. You just heard Hadoe from Kyoko. And Do It from Black Bananas. Ahead of that, National Socialist Shareholders by Brett Netson. Primitive Girl from Matt Ward. We're going to see Matt M. Ward soon.
Yep, doing some shows with the M. Ward.
Yeah, cool.
Ahead of that was Tarlabassi from Dirty Beaches, and we started with brand new Robert Pollard. He's from Dayton.
Robert Pollard's from Dayton?
Yeah.
Get out.
He was a teacher there for years.
Oh.
Something from a new album, a tune called Dr. Time. We're at the end of the first hour of the March 27th, 2012 edition of the Pedro Show with special guest Ed Crawford. Hang tight for hour two. March 27, 2012. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show. Hey. Watt for Pedro show. We start off the second hour with Creedence Clearwater doing Don't Look Now, something live, Fillmore West, 1970. I'm Foeman from Toys That Kill, San Pedro's very own, Todd Conjolier, SS yeah. Records. Where did I see them? Where was I? Somebody got married. Kevin got married Saturday at the Redman thing over here. The order that Indians weren't allowed to join for the longest time. It goes back to the Revolution, this thing I found on this. It's called the Order of Improved Redmen.
Mm.
Or Improved Order of Redmen or something like that.
Yeah, it goes back
and,
to
that. And they had a chat, and they had a couple that run a taco truck bringing the panitas.
Nice. Yeah, it was cool.
Happening. And Todd played. And that Sacto band called the Bananas played too. But that was Saturday. And then we heard Bee Charmer from Feral Kizzy and Whistling of Death by The Shrine. Miss Eva said, yeah, it's some music you have to hear.
Said, okay. So you cruised back from the desert and caught that then, huh?
Yeah. That's why I had to get Raul back early. We bailed at Seven Bells. For you people, Friday I brought the third opera to Palm Springs for Richard Bulock's 5-0 B-Day party.
Yeah,
Brother Matt was there. Brother Twan was there. It was a trippy gig. I'm so glad to do it.
Yeah,
it was a hell ride.
Very fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. He almost didn't make it because he ate some kind of Mota candy or something. He was out.
Oh, yeah?
That birthday boy was out.
Oh, wow.
Somehow they propped him up or something.
Yeah,
they got
rallied.
Him up in the front row
he rallied
of his daughter.
Job. Yeah.
Yeah, he rallied.
He heard it was a great time.
He had his nose buried in the rug there for a while.
Oops.
Okay. So back to the story, Edward. So you heard this horrible news.
Yeah.
But then you heard some other news. Not too much longer, or a few months later or something?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you guys, last time I saw you guys was in Columbus. You were opening up for the R.E.M. tour. R.E.M. were just breaking huge, and they invited you guys out.
Yeah, last tour.
So, you know, of course, I had really, you know, got tickets immediately. I had, like, great seats, third, fourth row, you know, something like that. So you guys come out, did your show, great show and everything. Then REM comes out, and it was really weird. I'm sitting there and checking out the show, you know. For some reason, I decided to turn around and just, you know, check out the crowd or whatever. And there's D. Boone sitting right behind me with a big old plastic cup of beer, you know, just sitting there checking out REM. And I was like, wow, that's D. Boone, man. How weird. And then that's the last time I saw him. You know, that was weird, though, that he was sitting, like, literally right over my shoulder.
Yeah.
Right behind me. I just turned around. I'm like, ah, that's D. Boone. You know, he had the fucking orange hair at the time, I think.
Yeah.
And that's the last time I saw him. And then
we had outfits. I was supposed to be Fidel Castro.
Yeah. And then, he was Bruce Springsteen.
That's right.
He was doing the Springsteen thing.
That's what he told me. I don't know who Georgie was supposed to be. He manned the unit.
Yeah. Yeah, but then a couple months after.
No, now you don't have. He's unitless these days.
Yeah, he's got a little tiny wisp. Little tiny wisp.
But in those days.
It's all silver now.
It was like a one bladed helicopter. Yeah.
He was a trip to watch, man. He'd get that thing flying around. And he'd get the stick caught in it every now and then.
So what happened, Edward?
Yeah, so I went a couple months after I heard about D. Boone. I'm going to go see Camper Van Beethoven come through Columbus. Went saw the gig. After the gig, they're tearing down, you know. So I wander up to Victor, the bass player, and I'm like, yeah, you know, you guys are from California. You heard anything about the Minutemen, what's going to happen with them? And he goes, not really. I think I heard he might be auditioning guitar players. I don't know. You know. And I don't know where he heard that, but that's what he heard. So he told me this.
They
are
California, but they're about 400 miles north of Santa Cruz.
I was like, California, same thing, right? Santa Cruz, Pedro, same thing, right? Okay.
Everyone out there knows each other.
Water.
Same ocean. Yeah, so I don't know if he was just BSing or trying to get rid of me or whatever, you know. But, so I told my buddy this next day, and he goes, why don't you call him up, man? I hear you playing along, because I just got an electric guitar, you know. Just bought one, you know, shortly after I found out about T-Boone. I was really serious about this band thing, you know. So he's like, yeah, I hear you playing along with their records. You can do it. Just call them up, man. Call them up. I'm like, nah. He called. He actually picked up the phone, got information, called you up, got your number.
Yeah, I didn't know you had to pay to be unlisted.
Yeah.
So I was in the book.
Yeah. So he kind of... So, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Here's my friend Edward. And he hands me the phone. You know, I didn't know what to say. Like, yeah, I heard you're a dissonant guitar player. I can imagine what you must have thought. Who's this guy? Yeah. So he goes, Watt goes, okay, so you sound like a nice guy and everything. Why don't you just send me a tape? And I'm like, I don't have no tapes. I've never been in a band before.
Well, man, at this point, he ain't been in a band.
No. Didn't even own an amplifier.
Yeah, I didn't even own an amp.
So, yeah.
So there's no tape.
Yeah, so there's no tape that I couldn't. So I was like, well, you know, here's my wrap up of the conversation. I'm like, well, I got a friend out there I can stay with for about a week. I'll call you when I get out there. I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye. You know, I was like, sure enough, I went out to California, staying with my friend, Maya Hanusek, up in Studio City.
Yeah, down.
Yeah. And then call him Watt, nothing. Final day, one last message. Yeah, I got to get going back to Ohio. He's like, calls me right back. All right, where you at? When's your flight? All right, I'll pick you up and I'll take you to the airport. So he picked me up, came down to Pedro, played some Who,
yeah.
Red and the Black, some Minutemen.
Oyster Cult.
And he's like, well, when can you move out? Yeah. It was just that
This
simple.
Is on the 14th Street when I lived in one room.
Yeah.
And Edward, I made a table out of some wood from the alley.
Table.
Edward, yeah, conked on it.
Yep. And that's how we got this thing
started.
Yeah.
And ain't no bullshit, people.
No, nope.
That really,
that's,
really
that's
happened.
Real. That's real deal. I mean, who gives a 22-year-old kid a chance like that? You know what I mean? This guy. That's who. Nobody else.
But I was in.
You know, because he was.
You were pretty
walking the walk, right?
Yeah.
You talk the talk. He walks the walk. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, some people don't.
And man, I needed somebody with some confidence.
And yeah, I had nothing if not confidence.
I did. Balls like church. I couldn't believe that this cat. He had color in his hair.
Yeah, I tried to go blonde, and I'm really dark, dark brown hair,
yeah.
So that usually turns out about orange.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, it was a trip.
After like three
it
times,
it was like bright orange. It wasn't bozo kind.
It was kind of bozo.
On the way to bozo.
Yeah. And then you got a pat by Leland Street School, right? Was that your
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Of 22nd Street. Across from
that's church. Much later, though.
Yeah.
The first pad he got was not too far from mine, maybe a couple blocks over.
Yeah. That's right. With Dave-O and who else?
Martin.
Danny, I think. Who else was
Danny Rolling Girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
first punk lady.
Yeah, Nanny finally cut that orange hair off of me. That was
cool. Yeah, but Edward did end up there. They just remodeled that place, Edward.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just drove by there. Yeah, yeah, cool.
Also, the church there with the big anchor.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a Korean church now.
Oh.
But in those days, it was the Gray School of Music or something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I think it's still there.
No, it's been all redone.
The sign was still up, though, when I drove by there. They said Gray School still.
Really? Well, it ain't gray. Huh. I think it's like a tan color now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They were downstairs. Also, some dudes with the gliders.
Yeah, right.
Right downstairs.
Yeah.
A guy had a glider trailer and stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't see that anymore. So it's kind of changed. Sometimes I'll go straight through there to get to Prac or to Casa Hanzo.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And then from there, people, it wasn't too much longer. I remember the date. June 14th, 1986 was the first gig at the Angel Gate.
Mm.
Actually, where we're practicing right now.
In one of the old shore batteries, yeah.
Talking about looping it because ended up that was also the site of the last place the Minutemen played. Right before the
torch passing going on there.
Yeah, he was talking about that REM tour.
Yeah,
we did a Pedro gig right before that tour, and it was there. That trip.
It's like November-ish or something. November or something like that.
Yeah, I think the tour started in end of November and went into December.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. I think the last one is Winston-Salem or Charlotte.
No, it would have been Charlotte. Probably would have been Atlanta.
Really?
For REM, yeah.
No, I think it was Charlotte.
Wow, that's and weird.
We've had two nights in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
But then Winston-Salem and Charlotte, I think, were after that. And they were like high school gymnasiums.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they were talking tertiary.
Yeah.
Or if there's a fourth level.
Yeah. You know? There's big gigs,
but
there's little gigs.
But for us, they were big gigs. I mean, you know, that was a whole different crowd. REM was, this is when college people were starting to go to punk shows. It, things were changing.
Yeah.
REM was huge supporters of us, though. They knew all about our music.
Yeah.
I guess they had worked in record stores. And I mean, when we saw the record collection, it was amazing. And in fact, a few gigs, Michael, the singer man, would come out and scold the crowd for giving us such a bad time. Mm. I remember it happened in Richmond really big time. Also, Blacksburg in the west side of Virginia. He was just, you know, we let it roll off, you know, because, come on, we were dealing with Square Johns all the time. But Michael really thought they should be paying attention to us.
Yeah.
You know, they're talking about guys in khaki shorts and backward baseball hats.
Yeah. Good luck getting through that.
Michael, what are you doing? You're supposed to be listening, you know, to these three corn dogs or Pedro going off.
I don't understand what's wrong with you people.
You know, I'm still really glad we did those. I have people still coming up to us who said they were like those guys in those. Sometimes college is just a phase. It's not the way somebody's going to be the rest of their life. And they were glad they saw us.
Yeah.
That the REM guys brought us and kind of foisted us on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Made the big introduction. Like,
yeah, because they said there was no other way they were ever going to know about us.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the fate and things, actually, you didn't have another chance to see D. Boone after that. So I've had people tell me. So I'm really glad we did that. And then later with Firehose, Edward was doing the same thing with me. We'd be opening up. Friends would ask us, like, for example, Beastie Boys or something. And we'd be getting lots of grief.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that never changed in some ways. It's coming on time for the spin cycle now. So Brother Matt's got an interesting person to collaborate.
Yay.
Our very own Ed Crawford.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Motivation, impetus in this edition of Spin Cycle One.
I just had some fresh tunes that tried to
lay on it.
Lay it down and give Ed a little something different.
A little canvas. A little canvas. Here, let's play some other people's music.
Thank you.
after the incredible collaboration between Brother Matt and from OEO Crawford, the grading of two meetings.
Meat puppets call me Romeo. Meat puppets pronounce
meeting
it.
Meeting of two great minds.
Yes.
Yeah,
Romeo. Romeo. Romeo.
The Italian guy.
Romeo, Romeo. Wherefore art thou, Romeo? Yeah.
Anyway, we heard Change Your Channels, some live television from 1974.
Yeah, yeah.
TV. Talk about the straight guitar coming through the thing. And then Ruined Soup from Neo, incredible guitarist from Italy, Manlio. This cat, Edward, plays with no strap. Sometimes he uses a chair to put his leg up on. Yeah, he ain't going to wear a strap. He'll sling it up there on his arm, but this fucker can wail on it, man. I know, he's a trip. Respect. Oh, Brother Manlio.
For I'm Manlio. Not wearing a strap. Yeah. You can't make me.
And then Husker Du from San Francisco in 1981. Don't Have a Life. I think sporting Greg Norton on the lead vocal there. And then finally something from Grant Hart, Solo Man. Is I Refuse to Play Drum Days, and I'm going to strum my guitar for you. You're the reflection of the moon on the water, Mr. Grant Hart. We've come to the end of the second hour of the March 27, 2012 edition of Watt for Peter Show with special guest Ed Crawford. Yeah. Hold tight for hour three. March 27, 2012 is the third hour of the Watt for Peter Show.
Down like that. Made all the kids jealous with the clothes for coming over zealous. But if driving tough planes and chasing things. Take a walk on the Hollywood big screen. Hand on a book load, hand on a Bible. I drove a Chevy Nova, you were my disciple. I couldn't decide if she could not. Looked like a Southern Style Church Baptist revival.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're a modern woman.
Watt for Pedro show. Start off the third hour with some Zero, Arizona band, a tune called Erebus. And another one, these are Phoenix Cats or Tempe or what's the other one? What's one with the golf courses?
Scottsdale.
Scottsdale?
Scottsdale has them.
Right. Because where else do you buy golf courses? But the desert. Like in Palm Springs. I couldn't believe all the water.
Let's put a golf course, let's see, in the desert. That's a good idea.
7 miles to Saturn. And I screwed up. I played these guys last week, and it was Zero who lost the bass player and not Greenhaven. So my apologies. I'm a fucking idiot. And then we heard Modern Woman by John Wayne Bro. And finally, Maybe Indonesian by Basho. To continue with Edward's musical journey.
Yeah.
I've always been curious. Your favorite Firehose album, Edward?
Probably the Live Totem Pole EP, just because we're such a live band. I mean, we made records, they're pretty good, but they really didn't capture anything what we were about, I don't think. Whereas Totem Pole, that's where you really, that's the real fire hose. The other stuff is just smoke and mirrors, studio, do it again. Can't do it again on stage.
No, you're right.
No.
Okay.
We do it in practice.
Yeah, we do it in practice. And we've been pounding them in. How many? 26.
Yeah.
Edward picked a list.
Yeah.
Cool. I asked him to do a list. He actually gave me a little more.
We had to.
Wanted to get down to an hour.
We had to trim.
So basically we took a couple off towards the end. It's a good set, and even the order he picked was good, which was, I found out later, just chronological, but it fits good.
Yeah, I just got the CDs out and went down through the list. I'm like, yeah, we can play this, can play this, can play this, can't play that, can't play that.
But it's kind of like seeing this gig, I think, is kind of like seeing us through the years.
Yeah.
It's the way the songs are.
Yeah, it starts out with Brave Captain, and it just goes right through every record, Iffin and From Ohio and... machinery operator, nothing, only Red and the Black from the EP.
Right, right.
And then a couple off of machinery operator.
On flannel.
And flannel, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I think only one off machinery operator.
Yeah.
No, two.
Two off.
Blaze.
Of, yeah, Blaze and
Blaze.
Powerful.
Right, right.
Yeah.
After Firehose, you went to North Carolina. Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
And you started doing some other music.
Yeah, I did.
First, you helped out...
John Worster from Superchunk, the drummer from Superchunk. I was his roommate, him and his brother. And John was like, you're going to do some more music? I'm like, yeah, I got to find a band, It's kind of slow going. I got to find out who's who around here. And I just moved there. I didn't know anybody. Except him and the Super Chunks. He said, I'll play for you. So I got called up an old friend of mine, Jenny Snyder, who was living in Ann Arbor at the time, and asked her if she wanted to start a band. She said, yeah. So she moved down, and we started a band called Grand National.
Now, Grand National, this was before the whiskey.
Yeah, this is before the Whiskey Town, yeah. Okay. We started the Grand National, and then we got a real drummer, a full-time drummer, because John was really just helping me out.
Is that Lar?
Getting started. Yeah, Lar King. Amazing drummer.
Yeah.
And good-looking woman, too.
I think from Maryland.
Yeah, she's pretty easy on the eyes. So it was me and two really hot chicks. I thought, this is brilliant. How can this go wrong, But we recorded twice. Couldn't get anybody, get any kind of interested in it, so... That kind of got stillborn, and then about halfway through that, Jenny was really into Whiskey Town, that band Whiskey Town with Ryan Adams.
And that was a chapel, by the way, he was in the Chapel Hill part of North Carolina.
Yeah, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, right.
So that's where that band was from.
Yeah, well, okay. Whiskey Town came out of Raleigh, which is basically, it's, right down 20 miles away. And, he had just fired his whole band again, and he needed a rhythm section and a guitar player. So Jenny was like, you want to do it? And I was like, okay, what's it pay? And it was, okay. So
went out and did three tours with him in 6 months, which was, and these are bus tours. I'd never set foot on a bus in my life, right?
Yeah, the fire hose tours weren't bus.
Yeah, no, Econolines all the way. And, yeah, so it was a total trip, man. You know, this guy was, you know, living the rock star life. You know, he's 23 or something like that. You know, he'd storm off the stage with
pouty lips.
Yeah, he was very, very difficult in his younger days. And, yeah, so I finally quit that band. That's just, you know, it wasn't happening. But the one thing that came out of that was I get to do, recorded a Austin City Limits with them. And that was really cool because I kind of blew him off the stage. I brought out my A game. Not bragging, but it's true. Yeah, and then after that, some friends of mine in Chapel Hill, a great band called Southern Culture on the Skids,
yeah.
They needed a merch guy, and I was available. I said, sure. And then they needed a roadie. I was like, sure. You know, driving the van, roadieing. And then they fired their keyboard player, and then they needed rhythm guitar. I was like, yeah, I can do that, too.
And trumpet, too, right?
Yeah, and I was doing trumpet.
Edward went back to trumpet.
Yeah, I would do, like, three songs with them, just little, you know, little horn lines, nothing, you know, no solos or nothing. But it was a lot of fun, those guys. I was with them for almost 7 years.
Yeah, wow.
They're really good people, great musicians. Just a ball. I had a real good time with them. Their drummer plays standing up.
Three sticks.
Yeah. I mean, it's a trip. Because he's a short guy, so unless you knew he was standing behind the kit, you wouldn't tell. You just think he was a taller guy, you know. But he's, you know, back there on one leg, I can work in it. The guy's amazing.
California, heart is taking me back.
you just heard Research from Dollar Tree. And before that was It's Not the Way It Seems by Tom Herman. Tom Herman, great guitarist for Pere Ubu. This is from a solo album. I Got the Answers by Dick Jerky before that. Kick and Scream by Seasick in front of that. And we started off with Lollipop from Doe. Back to the From Ohio story. After Chapel Hill, all the years with Southern Culture Skid, you go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, my parents are elderly. My father just passed, and my mom's like 85.
So sorry.
Yeah, and
I like your pop a lot.
Yeah, it's tough, you know. But
I got to they'd have us conk when we toured.
Oh yeah,
she'd cook his mom cook us a good.
Yeah, we'd show up at 2 a.m. They have turkey dinner waiting for us, man. For all the fixings, she wasn't playing. She's Polish, man. She takes care of people. Yeah, but yeah.
You went back to Pittsburgh.
Went back, yeah, because they my brother lives there. He's got the grandkids, so yeah. You know, I was always driving them from North Carolina to Pittsburgh every Christmas and special occasion, you know, graduation, whatever. So I was just like, stop this. We got to just move to Pittsburgh. Stop this driving back and forth.
Yeah.
So they agreed. And it was a good move, turns out, because my dad, you know, he had his last 3-4 years here. And he got to see the grandkids on a regular basis, and that meant a lot to him, you know. So that plan behind that. Plus, I just love Pittsburgh. I mean, I grew up near there. Steelers fan, Pirates fan, Penguins.
But you brought your music trip there, too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's got a band with Pittsburgh Cats.
Fired up my new band. It's called FOOD, which is unofficially, it's an acronym. All capital letters stands for Far Out Old Dudes, because we're all older.
Edward forgot the record. Yeah. But so people, I'll play you some food music later.
Yeah, I'm going.
Sorry, I can't play it here now.
But it's going to get here probably tomorrow in the mail. So
next show we'll play.
Next show he
what
will
is
have.
An EP?
It's an EP. We're
recorded
putting it out
in Cincinnati.
Yep, a little label out of Cincinnati called Freight Tree Records. PHRATRY.
Oh, talk about your band members.
Yep, Eric Vermillion, bass player. He was the bass player in a band called Our Label Mates, Gumball.
Yeah.
In fact, that was Jimbo's other band. Our A&R guy signed us and Gumball at the same time.
Don Fleming.
Don Fleming.
Called him the Rummager.
Yeah, the Rummager. And, he was, I just happened to run into him. I was down at my local watering hole, Gooski's, having a beer, and I'm looking down at the bar, because he used to have really long, you know, Jay Maskus length hair, you know? And now he's got it all short and looks totally, he's got a normal job and everything. So it's like, who is this guy? So finally I asked the bartender, like, who is that guy? He said, SEV, Eric Vermillion. Still didn't ring a bell. And eventually we ended up sitting next to each other. We start talking, and I'm like, well, you're in a band, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you're Eric from Gumball. He's like, you're Ed from Ohio? Yeah, I'm like, wow. And I guess we played one gig with them at Electric Ladyland, which was for a radio show. And that's, by the way, some of those cuts are coming out on the new Firehose record, which we should probably mention while we're at it.
It's kind of new. It's
really a new record. It's the Fire. It's the
It's
Columbia.
It's our old stuff.
Columbia anthology plus some unreleased
stuff from 20 years ago. So I wouldn't call it too new.
It's not new per se, but it's a new
package
with some extra, you know,
That's from the old
extra
days.
Tunes. Yeah, it's from the old days. Not really a new record, but.
Kind of
support the band. Go out and buy a few copies. Send them to your neighbors.
But and drummer man?
Yeah, drummer is Mike Quinlan. He's been around Pittsburgh forever. Did a lot of rockabilly type bands, some punk rock bands. He's got the smallest kit I've ever seen any drummer play.
But it's loud.
But
it's
he just, yeah, he knows how to make 4 drums sound like 8, you know. And he doesn't do it. It's not like he's a magician or anything. He's just a good musician.
He's a magician.
Knows how to use space.
Egyptian magician.
He knows how to, what not to play. That's what he knows. Knows what not to play.
Yeah.
Which is sometimes the hardest thing.
People we'll be go beyond words, and we'll actually have you the music next time.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking.
Here's some music right now.
Nothing like talking about music. Yeah.
I found you in a book by Christopher Isherwood, who wrote Berlin Stories from 1929 to 1933. How have things been going here, Fräulein Schroeder? Well, I suppose I mustn't complain. In the summer, they were bad. But now, come inside, Herr Bradshaw. I've got a surprise for you. Well, well, this is indeed a happy reunion. Berlin is herself once more. I propose that we adjourn to my room and drink a glass in celebration of Herr Bradshaw's return. You'll join us, Fräulein Schroeder, I hope. So, I hope you enjoyed your trip to Berlin. I got the beat. I've added a piano and sax.
right up to your fall. How you can slow down, slow down. I wanna understand you. Have you talked to your mama? Last time I saw her, all she did was cry. Yeah, she'll come on by. Did you know? But it's been 27 days. Don't know what to say. I'm kind of feeling dazed and I sort of feel betrayed. Don't know what to say. Slow down, slow down. I'm trying to understand you. You reminded me of your mama when she was punch drunk, standing naked in the street, all alone, defeated. Did you know that sleep don't come no more for me? Not the way it don't come for you. Once I thought you got me caught up, you and I would have a family, a bloodline drawn clearly. Now I see you used to be. Hey. Remember when we first touched? You were kind of round and pretty. Now all you are is skinny. I gotta breathe. One, two, three, four. Damn, I wish I had a bottle of Jim Beam. Better say something good, 'cause I'm about to scream. Now it's last time I'll try to understand you and go home to your mama and make sure you're honest, so at least she knows I tried, but I was denied. Now you know.
Any food, music, we had to.
We're hungry. We're starving.
Far out, old dudes. We had to play some Sprott and Layer. That's Roger Miller and his band from the late 60s. Nocturnal Mission. Mission of Burma. This is a band you probably know.
Yeah, yes, I'm sure.
And then after that, The Alligator from Soma. I think they're from Shikoku in Japan. And for Fraulein Schroeder, that's Charlie Plymail up in Cherry Valley,
right.
New York. Sassafras song, a Sassafras, Sailor Alexander. Is that a bitch name? I mean, he's born with the name Sailor.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
cool.
That. And then finally, Sleep Don't Come from Josh Fishel. We're coming to the end of the show, Edward. We're all up to date. You got your food band. Can't wait to hear the music.
Yeah.
You're here in town to prac with Georgie and myself, so we can do these 2 weeks of gigs.
Yeah, it's been a blast.
From April 5 to April
21. Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple of Coachella gigs.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
I think it starts in Sacramento.
Got to take it to the festival, people.
And it goes as north as Bellingham, Washington.
Bellingham.
It goes as east.
No,
as
Seattle, huh?
It goes. It's north of Seattle.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's a school town. And the most east we Screaming go is Phoenix or Tucson, Flagstaff. We got three Arizona gigs. I have some gigs with M-Wart.
Yeah.
And, but anyway, I thought it'd be interesting to ask you, what advice would you have for somebody just getting into music? Because they just heard this journey you've had that's kind of a trip.
Yeah, I'd say probably run away in the other direction like you were on fire and the water was in the other direction. No, I'm just kidding. What you need to do is just find your place in music. You know, if you really want to do music, don't get put off if the first, you know, your first thing doesn't work out or you're no good at what you, you know, you're like, ah, I can't really get this. You know, you just got to keep at it until you find what makes your music for you. You know, trumpet wasn't for me. I knew that. I mean, that became obvious. So, you know, the guitar became very obvious to me. But, you know, music is, you don't pick music. Music kind of picks you. So if you're lucky enough that you get that passion and that fire in your belly, and that's what you really want to do, I say go for it. And don't let anybody stop you. Don't let anybody tell you you can't, because they're wrong. That's all there is to it.
Good words, Everett. And thanks so much for coming aboard. And
thanks for having me, Michael. My brother.
Tomorrow we got more Prac without the training wheels.
Yep, nope. Took
brother
training
Matt, thank you so
today.
Much for your always essential.
Brother Matt, my man.
Yeah, the man. It's been the March 27, 2012 edition of Watt for Pedro show.
Yeah.
Everybody, keep your powder dry.